Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Two awesome people are here. From the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region, Executive Director Andy Vick is here. Andy, what's up?
What's up, Renee?
It's good to see you. And you know this guy. Jonathan, you know, TJ, do we have his theme song? I know Jonathan's shaking his head. Manager Peak Radar for the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak. No?
Either way, but it's Tuesday, right?
I know, but we all look forward to it's pre.
Yes.
Friday.
Yes.
Did I do the pre's right?
I think you have three pre's, you're good.
Did I do three or four pre's?
Or maybe you need four.
Welcome, you guys. TJ's like, no, I don't have it pulled up. We'll get it later. Oh, he's like, we'll have it later. Thank you guys for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Now, Andy, I know you have a busy day today, so you are here for a part of the show, but we are talking about the 6th annual Arts Month.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
October is almost upon us. It is National Arts and Humanities Month in October. And about 6 years ago, we started our own local Arts Month initiative, and it's going great. Every year it gets bigger and bigger.
Well, and you even go, and that's why you have to leave today, because each community in the Pikes Peak region gives a proclamation. It is Arts Month. And so you go to different parts of the different communities in the Pikes Peak region and they make their proclamations, which is fantastic.
It's really a great opportunity for us to get in front of our elected leaders and tell them why the arts are important in this region. And so this year I'm going to 8 different elected bodies, 2 counties, El Paso County and Teller County, and then 6 local municipalities. I've already been to a couple, and today, as you alluded to, I'll be going to Colorado Springs to get a proclamation from them at around 10 o'clock this morning. And then I go to the City of Fountain at 6 o'clock for a proclamation from them.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to give the website, you guys, so people can start going, because there's, and Jonathan's going to help us with just some of the events that are happening for Arts, because there's a ton of them. A little bit later, but I would like to go ahead and give the website so people can just go and absorb all of the info about Arts Month. And I love the commercial that you guys did because really the mission is connecting people, even if it's just one new thing, right? That's the mission for Arts Month.
Yeah, for sure. PeakRadar.com/Arts Month is the place for folks to go and check out anything and everything Arts Month related. We'll end up with between 200 and 300 events just in the month of October.
Wow.
On that website. So there's something for everyone.
Right.
And again, you mentioned the goal about having one new cultural experience, whatever it might be, visiting a gallery for the first time, going and attending a theater show, but bring a friend or family member with you.
Right.
Because that's how we get people to engage more so with the arts in the community.
And there was a time, wasn't there, Andy? And I mean, just, and I'm not, look, schools, we know they're strapped, they're stretched for budgets. And, you know, kind of seeing stuff where schools had to kind of pull away from arts and that kind of thing. They're coming back now. But even as a community, I mean, it's integral arts, culture. It's integral.
I couldn't agree with you more. And study after study talks about how important arts are to the development of young children, their minds, to help them be more creative, more innovative, more collaborative with their colleagues. And arts really gives us an opportunity to do that. So, yeah, you're right. Over the years, some arts programming has eroded in our school systems. Some systems are better than others. But I think most would agree that arts are really important. It just comes down to the almighty dollar. And there needs to be more funding for public education so that we can invest more in arts and culture in our schools.
Now, Arts Month is not just obviously focused on one form of art because there's so many. I mean, so everything from actual art, say FAC stuff, right, to dancing, to music, to it encompasses everything you can imagine.
We try to be as inclusive and broad as we possibly can. So whether you're talking about visual arts, performing arts, culinary arts, literary arts, all of those things are welcome not only to post on Peak Radar throughout the year, but if you're doing something special as an cultural organization during the month of October, we want you to be part of Arts Month. And the only challenge to being a part of it is get your event listed on peakradar.com. If it's a cultural event happening October, boom, you are part of Arts Month.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, Jonathan, do they need to reach out to you directly, or can folks submit just right on peakradar.com?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to hear from them, but they don't have to.
Reach out to Jonathan and hey, Jonathan, I love your theme song.
Yeah, perfect. It's great. You know, in fact, I got an email from somebody who heard me on the radio the other day.
See?
But there's a submit an event button in the upper right-hand corner of Peak Radar.
Okay.
So you can go in and it's just, if you have a free account, it's a free account and you can make an account right there and follow the bouncing ball, so to speak, with the form.
Okay.
And it's as easy as that. And we, you know, once you submit an event and it fits those parameters that Andy mentioned, cultural event in October, we'll automatically pull it over
that's
and make
really
it part
a tight,
of the...
That's yeah. a really tight yeah. kind of...
We're tough. We're tough.
Yeah. Some serious parameters. But as long as it fits that, you know, we'll automatically pull it over to the Arts Month landing page and it'll be there for folks to check out and part of the promotions that we do. So it's a super simple process.
Just literally peakradar.com.
Yeah.
Submit an event.
Yep. And then if you have trouble submitting your event, there's a support at peakradar.com helpline.
Okay.
And then, or help email. And then there's a phone line too, 719-634-5155.
Wow, nailed it.
And I never use that number, so Jonathan's looking at me like, is he going to get it
job,
right?
Good job, Andy.
I'm impressed. We got the four digits at the end were what was worrying me,
yeah.
but we got there.
Okay, so there is an event coming up this weekend, right? Is this kind of, which we're going to take a break, but talk about when we come back, is this kind of the kickoff to Arts Month?
Exactly. The Artini is how we start Arts Month with a bang.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that and a lot more when we come back with Andy Vick, Jonathan Toman from the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region, next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio from the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. Executive Director Andy Vick is here. Andy, what's up?
What's up,
Renee? What's up, Andy? Manager of Peak Radar here, Jonathan Toman, is here. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello, my very boring greeting.
We're going to get your theme music. Don't you worry.
Yes.
It's pre-Friday. We got you. So we're talking about Arts Month. October is Arts Month. By the way, share your love for arts, everything, your events you're going to, everything like that on social media. Use hashtag ArtsOctober. That is a great way to be part of Arts Month. And are you guys kind of checking that and kind of collecting everything and resharing and stuff like that?
We are, and we actually have a feed on the Peak Radar website that is constantly feeding new hashtag content.
That's awesome. So use hashtag Arts October.
Jonathan's laughing because I don't know anything about hashtags.
Really?
I'm not a hashtagger.
Okay, well, there you go. That's why Jonathan got hooked up on the website, right?
He's our man.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see it and pull it over.
Yeah. Once you go hashtag Arts October, it'll just grab it, put it in the bink, and then it'll show up so you guys can be a part of the whole thing that's going on all month long. Kicking off Arts Month is Artini. I love the name. How did you come up with the name Artini?
Well, if you take the word art and you take the word martini and you combine them in a creative way,
you got Artini.
Boom, you've got Artini, and that exactly defines what this event is all about.
Absolutely. Art and martinis.
Yeah, it's a showcase of local artistic talent. We'll take over all of the spaces at the Mining Exchange Hotel in downtown.
What a perfect venue.
They're great to work with.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful building. And so we pack that space and the adjacent gold room with all kinds of art activities. And then on the martini side, a bunch of the 365 Grand Club bartenders, that's the entity that owns the Mining Exchange, the Antlers, etc., they are all going to be making their own martini concoctions, their own special martinis, and then are offering taste during the event, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And not only that, but there are, we're going to cover all this, but food trucks, there are bands.
Yep.
There's going to be dancing.
There's dancing.
There's DJs.
There's DJs.
There's art. Do you like how I call visual art?
Art. It's your show. You can do whatever you'd like.
Visual art. There's chalk art. Did you like that? Visual art.
I don't know what that is. Chuck art?
Chalk
art. Oh, okay.
Chalk art. Never mind.
Never mind.
But there is so much going on. So give us kind of a rundown of everything that's, I know this could take up like 2 hours to cover everything, but give us kind of a rundown of everything and everybody that's going to be there. Because I'm looking at the, by the way, you can go to peakradar.com, right? And you can see the Artini stuff.
Yep, you can download all this from either our Facebook page, the event for the Artini, or if you go to peakradar.com/artsmonth, there is actually an Artini guide that you can download or look through, as well as the whole flyer for the event.
So go look at that, but give us really quick, you guys, a quick, just a taste, because it's this Friday.
Yep. So this Friday from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., it's one of those events where you must be 21 or older, because there's alcohol involved, so no children. And when you come, you can stay for 5 minutes or you can stay for 3 hours. Stuff going on throughout the evening, you just find the things that look interesting to you. For example, we have... BJ Astaris and Route 61 is going to be sort of our headline band in the Gold Room. They're going to be playing all evening long. We have Manitou Paints plein air painters working in the lobby of the Mining Exchange. There'll be a photo booth there. We have some jazz singing going on there. The Space Foundation, as you said, is going to be doing some chalk art. Chalk art. We have some
That right, Jonathan?
Absolutely.
I just heard it differently. I thought it was Chuck. Well, some guy Chuck was going to make art.
Chuck make chalk art.
Maybe Chuck is could be making is the, chalk.
Yeah. Say that 10 times fast.
No. I'll let you guys try it.
We've got aerialists. We have a fashion show. We have performers who are going to be singing, dancing, doing spoken word poetry. We're going to wrap up in the Silver Room with some burlesque from Peaks and Pasties.
Yeah.
Body painting, tarot card reading, a DJ, dancing. Man, it's just like the ultimate art party.
Yeah. And it's kicking off all the fun. Now, do you need tickets?
No, that's the beauty of this.
You can just show up.
This is a free event. If you're over 21, this is the cultural office's invitation to our community to engage in arts and culture. And this is sort of the entryway to Arts Month. And we want to make it as accessible as possible to our community.
And the fashion show, do we know what kind of clothes they're going to show?
So Galaxy Fest, which is a local organization that produces... several events, is going to be curating this fashion show, and it's kind of the fashion show of the wacky.
Jonathan's like, mm-hmm.
Every year they do all kinds of crazy things. We have a little runway set up in the grand ballroom, and it's a great opportunity to see visual art in a wearable format.
Hey, you know what? The FAC just had that show.
Oh, that's an amazing show.
That was an awesome show, Wearable Art.
It's amazing if you haven't seen it. It's coming to an end soon.
So you got to go see it.
Go see it.
Yeah. So you could go see that and then come to Artini.
You could.
Do you see how that works?
That sounds like a great arts day to me.
I like it. Okay. So again, Artini is this Friday. Starts at 5:30, goes to 8:30, Mining Exchange Hotel and the Gold Room. You guys are just taking over the whole thing.
Yeah, all the spaces are great. And then I'll say new this year, there's going to be a community jam session in the Gold Room after we finish. So we end at 8:30, then there's a little bit of a break, and then from 9:30 to 12:30 in the morning, that's more your... probably past your bedtime,
that's
Renee.
That's a little past, but you never know.
But we're going to have an opportunity for folks to bring their instruments and come and have a little jam session.
That's awesome.
Courtesy of the Gold Room.
So get more info. Again, all this is on peakradar.com, right?
Absolutely.
And get the flyer, the guide to Artini. And don't forget, take your pictures, your videos, and hashtag ArtsOctober.
You're awesome.
No, you're awesomer. Okay, Andy has to go do official things. So, Andy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Renee, thanks for your time. I'll leave you in the very able hands of Mr. Jonathan Toman. And thank you again for giving us the opportunity to speak with your listeners.
Absolutely. And we're going to find Jonathan's theme song. Sorry we didn't come up with a theme song for you, Andy.
That's okay. One is enough for our office. Are you sure?
Enjoy it. Yes. We'll work on it. All right. We'll find it. Okay, we got to take a quick news break. We'll be back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. You've been waiting for 5 long days. I need a big weekend. Everybody's working for the weekend. Oh, shake off my blues when you put on the shoes. We got some money to spend tonight. That's right. Okay, so it's only Tuesday, but he has his own theme song, so we had to play it.
I feel much more at home now, to be honest with you. But what did you call it?
Friday.
Yes. I think I follow.
Did you follow that? So we can totally play it. Hey, it's Jonathan Toman, manager of Peak Radar, cultural office of the Pikes Peak region is here. We had to play it because you're here.
Yeah. I should probably just carry a boombox around.
I thought you got like one of those button boxes at your desk so you could just like hit it like, no?
I want my coworkers to like me. So,
what did they say when they're like, "Oh, you have a theme song now"? Jonathan?
It was first shock a little bit, I think. But then they're pumped and they're glad that I am on the radio, and it's fun for sure.
Well, we are so appreciative that you and Andy Vick, by the way, executive director of cultural office of the Pikes Peak region, he had to leave important stuff to go do. But we are talking about 6th annual Arts Month and so many events going on, and you're not kidding.
No. No, I don't joke about events.
No, you don't. Okay, so go to peakradar.com, and they just go /artsmonth, right? Or they can just click on the thing.
Yep.
And literally right now sitting at about, what, 250 events?
We're getting close to that number, for sure, just for the month of October.
That's crazy.
Yeah, of any and all artistic stripes. So there's bound to be something that interests you or a family member or a friend to go out and try.
And, of course, like we mentioned, our Artini is kicking off Arts Month this Friday from 5:30 to 8:30. That's just Artini. That's not counting the after show, the after party.
Right.
Mining Exchange and Gold Room. All the info, the guide to Artini.
On the Arts Month landing page, you can pull up the guide and check out what's happening and what to see. I think part of the great thing about the Artini is that you don't have to be there for all 3 hours. It's great if you can.
Right.
But if you're just swinging by and you can come in and for 20 minutes and listen to some music and hang out with some friends, that's a great experience too. And so being able to do that in downtown with a fun setting and fun people on a Friday night, you can't really beat it. And
but
for free.
That's the thing. I thought it was like tickets, but no, it's free.
Yeah. As long as you're over 21.
Yeah. But you know what? Seriously, I'm sure do all 3 hours and not hit everything.
That's also true.
I was going to, with the amount of events going on.
You almost have to strategize if you're a regular at the Artini.
That's why you have the guide to the Artini.
Yep, exactly. That's why we have the guide, and that's why we put the times and you know when people will be performing, and you can sort of figure out, okay, I want to see this, this, and this, and then I want to have some time to you know taste some martinis and just hang out too.
Right.
You can sort of do some scheduling.
And then the after party kicks off. You guys take a little break. So the after party is from 9:30 to 12:30. So 9:30 p.m. to 12:30.
Yeah.
And is that in the Gold Room or is that?
Yeah, it will be in the Gold Room. And that's sort of a new thing. It's a community jam session. Just
so everybody can come down and jam and hang out.
Bring some instruments, hang out, play some music, have fun.
That's awesome. Again, all the details, peakradar.com. That's just a little teeny.
That's just the kickoff event.
Right. So let's talk about Litter Letter Project.
Sure.
This is an event that's happening on October 1st.
Yeah.
Tell me more about, let me scroll up here on the calendar.
Yeah,
so you get caught up with you, Jonathan, because there's a lot. Okay, wait. There we go. I'm here. Okay.
Whew.
I found it.
So one of the great things about Arts Month is that the partnerships that we can form across the arts community and across sectors, really. And it gives us an opportunity to talk to folks and to engage them with what we're doing. And so the Litter Letter Project is something that came about last year, and it's a partnership that we run with a couple of organizations to where essentially there will be big letters. Last year it was on Highway 24 and 21st Street.
Okay.
They spelled out Inspire, I believe, last year. But this year that's going to be Highway 24, well, Cimarron and I-25 is where the letters are going to be.
Okay.
And it's they're going to spell...
So basically what they do is in all their cleanup, right? They take, they work with all the cleanup stuff and then they take the trash that they get, the litter, right? Mm-hmm. And then turn it into art, right?
Yeah. So we combine with Creek Week, which is also in that neck of the woods.
Yeah.
And so we'll take some of the trash that is cleaned up during Creek Week and we'll put them into these metal framed letters.
Right.
To help. As an art piece and to also to raise awareness about sustainability and being clean and those sorts of things. And so the words this year will spell pristine. And so the actual inauguration of the letters will be on October 1st at 4 p.m. if you want to go and attend that and see the cool letters. But as you're driving through that intersection, which sees how many thousands of cars per day.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
You know, you'll be able to see, you know, not only the trash and have that visual, because the letters are see-through. Right, so you can see the actual trash that has been collected,
right,
which is a powerful, you know, sort of visual in and of itself,
right.
But then also the words pristine, and you know, and how do we work, you know, in partnership with Creek Week, to you know, keep going on that.
Absolutely, I mean, it's such a great thing. I remember it last year.
Yeah,
and if you weren't paying attention, you wouldn't like. I mean, you see the word, mm-hmm. right, but then it takes a minute to go, oh. That's litter that's been, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It's really an awesome project that you guys have done.
Right. It's a great partnership and a no-brainer as far as the connection. And I think, you know, part of that stop and think about it is part of what it's there for.
Absolutely.
Right? Is to say, oh.
Oh. Exactly.
You know, and how can we work? And then also, how can we turn this trash into an art piece?
Right.
Right? And make it, you know, give it an additional value.
And you can go see on the Peak Radar website, peakradar.com/litter-letters, where, of course, the event lives on your website. Mm-hmm. You can go see the Inspire from last year and then the details for this year.
Yeah.
I love it that it's happening again this year.
Yeah, it's been a great project for sure.
Okay, first Friday shuttle bus. Of course, we talk about this on our Fridays.
Yeah.
But first Friday shuttle bus for October.
So when we talk about that one new cultural experience to have, I think the shuttle bus is a great first thing to sort of jump in to the arts community, because you can make it as much as you want it to be. But yeah, on the evening of the 4th, it's actually the last run of the first Friday shuttle bus for 2019.
Is it really? Yep. I feel like we just started it.
We started in April. Yeah.
Why do I feel like it just started?
All of a sudden, poof.
Maybe, I know.
You know, summer partially to roll through quick. But yeah, it's the last one for 2019. So if you haven't been able to go out, this is a good opportunity on the Friday the 4th. We'll turn in April next year. But downtown Carter Springs, Old Carter City, and Manitou Springs have First Friday art walks.
Right.
Where the galleries across the region stay open late, usually 5 to 8 p.m., to debut new artwork, to have food and drink and music.
Right.
And to allow people to come after work on a Friday to see new stuff, have an evening out on the town.
Right.
And so we run a bus to support those three art walks. So
right.
You don't have to worry about parking and driving and getting out and finding the gallery and all that stuff. Park, get on the bus at one of, I think there's 9 different stops in the area.
Right.
And you can just go around and see art and have an evening of it.
Yeah. And then you can go to all the different stops too.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could park at the Fine Arts Center and get to Manitou and back all on the bus.
Right. Which is fantastic.
Yeah. And it's free. And it's also just a fun way to see the town from a different perspective, and to have this sort of communal experience of everybody's having a good time, they're off of work, they're excited to be out and about on an evening. And we also have shuttle hosts that are artists that are on the bus with you to sort of act as guides if you have questions about where to go, what to see. But also you may get a performance or two from one of them. You know, we have several opera singers. We have visual artists.
Do you want me to sing opera?
Yes.
No.
We'll work on that. Maybe maybe on Friday we can spend some of my time event talking and just have you sing opera.
Try to sing opera?
Instead.
So, okay, really quick. The last First Friday shuttle bus for the year is when?
October 4th. Friday. Okay. The Friday after Artini. So you've got two Fridays you need to plan. One is Artini, one is the shuttle bus.
Perfect. Okay, we have to take a break. We'll have more when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio from the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. He's manager of Peak Radar. Jonathan Toman is here. Executive Director Andy Vick was here earlier, but he had to kind of peace out. He had important things. Not that this is not important.
That's the technical term, to peace out.
Peace.
Yes.
I come up with official verbiage. And we are talking about Arts Month. October is Arts Month. By the way, do not forget to use, if you are participating in all the art stuff,
Hashtag Arts October.
Yes. And then you guys have a feed, which is really cool. You have a feed on the Peak Radar website.
Yep. On the Arts Month landing page, we aggregate all the social media that we get that has that hashtag, whether it's from us or anybody else at the Artini, any other event that you're doing.
Right.
Hashtag Arts October, and we'll see it.
And it'll put it right in there.
Yep.
It's really cool. Okay, another big event, and this is also put on by you guys, Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. This is the Business and Arts Lunch.
Yeah, October 10th. It's a Thursday, and it'll be 11:30 a.m. at the Antlers Hotel. It really, like the name says, is to celebrate the intersections of the business community right. and the arts community, and to really highlight those moments where those two groups have come together to do something really very cool. And it's been a great event for many years now at the Antlers. It's, I would say, probably the most colorful professional celebration
of the year. Is it really?
Because we have performances throughout the lunch.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you're sitting there and you're engaging with art and you're hearing music and all of these different things. And you're also getting the opportunity. We have a visual artist that is there as sort of the artist of the lunch that'll have work for sale. So if you're feeling inspired by any of the stuff that you see, you can buy, you know, a piece of art right there from the artist who will be doing demonstrations and those sorts of things. So it's a great lunch, first of all. The food is
right,
good.
Right, of course. At the Antlers, yes.
But this component of having, you know, I think there's going to be 6 or 7 different performances in this hour lunch. As you're going through and eating, and so in between your salad and your main course, you're listening to great music and seeing fun dancing, and there's all sorts of, because there's 3 different stages that we use at the lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So one moment you're facing this way to see a performance, and then there'll be a pause, and you'll turn the other way because there'll be something exciting, you know, happening other side of the room. So it's really engaging, fun lunch to celebrate again where businesses and arts interact and how they come together to create really cool projects.
Now, but this one you do need tickets for though,
correct.
Right? Because there's a limited amount of seats and lunches and stuff like that, right?
Yep, need tickets for sure. And that's something that you can find on the listing on Peak Radar for the Business and Arts Lunch.
Okay.
Which you can find on the Arts Month landing page.
I bet that fills up quick, though.
It does. It does. We partner with the Chamber, and they're a great partner in that event, and work well to put it together. But if you're interested, jump on it because that's on Thursday the 10th. So coming up.
Yeah. So get your tickets now. Okay. And again, go to the website peakradar.com/artsmonth. Right? Did I get that right?
Yes.
And see all the events.
Yeah.
And then you have this art project listed here, and it's with the Cheyenne Mountain Sioux.
Yeah.
Is this like? For real? This is so cool.
For real, for real.
For real.
We're finalizing some of the details, but part of our programming for Arts Month is to have some sort of giveaway, engaging element to it. And we're going to run a Facebook giveaway in partnership with the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo to where you can enter to win essentially a painting outing with one of their animals, which in this case happens to be an orangutan.
That's incredible.
Yes.
So you would actually go paint with an orangutan?
Correct, at the zoo. It's going to be through our Facebook page is going to be the way probably to find the information and also to sign up. It'll be on there. But I personally wouldn't want to do it because I think maybe the orangutan might have better art skills than me. Possibly.
I can't draw stick people, Jonathan.
Right.
So I know the orangutan would be like, look at my Picasso.
Relatively speaking. But we also wouldn't judge, I don't think.
You never know.
If it's something that sounds fun. You know, it's a great opportunity for us to engage and also to connect with the zoo again. This partnership, in a different sector that we can work with to promote Arts Month.
So again, the details coming soon to the cultural office at the Copper. I always give the full name, and I know you guys are like,
you should.
Copper.
No, it's Copper. Cultural office.
Cultural office.
We try. Yep, because Copper it does it.
Also known as Copper.
It feels like, is that a color? Is that a mineral?
All of the above.
We want to try it. Cultural office when we can.
Right. But Copper, if you're, yes. But I'm sure under Facebook, it's probably Copper, right? Because it's.
I mean, or the Peak Radar Facebook page.
Okay.
Anywhere and everywhere.
Anywhere and everywhere. So you can go find info.
Yeah.
I'm going to go sign up.
Yeah, for sure.
I want to go paint with an orangutan.
Yeah. And that's, and that's just one of, I mentioned 200 events that we'll have. And one thing I do want to mention is a partnership that we have with the Pikes Peak Arts Council. To present Art Pop, which is a grouping of 20 different pop-up art performances that take place throughout October. So I believe the first one is on the 4th, and the last one isn't until the 29th.
Okay.
So there are, and that's also information you can find on peakradar.com/artsmonth. But we work with, they curate the folks that are doing the art, but then they're in various locations across the region.
So they're just going to pop up?
Yep. I mean, they have dates and times, so you'll know when to be there. It's not,
you never know. Some might just pop up.
A true pop-up.
Okay.
But locations throughout the region, from Manitou all the way up to 21C, the library on the north end of town,
right.
There's going to be things happening throughout the month. Performances, exhibitions, creative experiences. So that's a cool another partnership that we have. And it's one of many. It's also the Fine Arts Center is celebrating their 100th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the October 12th is sort of their big 100th anniversary celebration. So if you're interested in Fine Arts Center and the history and,
right,
and seeing
right.
what's going on there, that's a great opportunity to see as well. One other thing I want to mention, well, depending on how much time we have,
yeah,
a couple
this,
other
this,
things.
This will be your I'm sorry. We're running out of time, Jonathan.
That's okay.
Okay, this is your the last mention. And then we could probably pick up the other stuff on actual Friday.
Actual
right?
Friday.
Yeah.
To illustrate that the Arts Month is the whole month, right? On the 26th, there's going to be a dedication for a new Fannie Mae Duncan sculpture. At the Pikes Peak Center for the Performing Arts.
Okay.
And if you don't know the history of Fannie Mae Duncan, she's a great local person that had, the name is escaping me, but local arts person that was involved in creating this really, place where blacks and whites and it could be involved and see shows and stuff.
It was the club, the downtown.
Cotton Club.
Yeah,
the Cotton Club.
Thank you, Renee. Yeah, so it was the Cotton Club.
having a Tuesday morning.
It's the Cotton Club.
The Cotton Club,
yeah.
Yes. My goodness. But so they're going to debut a new sculpture on the 26th to celebrate her and her legacy and what she was able to accomplish in town.
That's awesome.
So there's a little bit of everything throughout the whole month.
Perfect.
For folks to check out.
Okay, Jonathan, website again, peakradar.com/ArtsMonth. For everything
Ooh.
Arts Month. You guys are awesome. Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks
and
for having
we
us.
Will talk with you on Friday morning.
Yes.
To get our breakdown of all the fun weekend events.
Looking forward.
Thank you so much. Jonathan Toman, manager, Peak Radar. Also, thank you to Andy Vick, executive director, cultural office of the Pikes Peak region. Coming up tomorrow on the Extra, Palmer Land Trust will be here. That's tomorrow on KRDO News Radio.